The boat just got heavier.
Samuka Trusty arrived early for the sale, but not early enough to dodge the line.
Yeah, we got here like 5 minutes to nine, and it was like the doors were all packed. There was like a line going out to the road.
Trusty says that she's gotten some good deals, especially on clothing, which doesn't show any visible signs of fire damage.
I got some clothing. I mean, all it needs is to be washed. I mean, and I know a store can't just go home and wash their stuff and then bring it back and sell it, so 90% off, woohoo!
Shoppers pushed their way through crowded aisles, navigating traffic jams, pushing tubs, trash cans, and totes to carry around mounds of goods. Rachel Groden pushes her baby in a carriage, and she's filled the bottom with groceries.
I know that people got here early to get the carts, and they are all being used right now. And people are toting around totes, and I have a baby carriage to prepare.
Steve Wasley stands in line with a small bucket of short ribs, eggs, chicken wings, and noodles. He says that the whole event, as overwhelming as it is a lot of fun.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm a teenager. It's exciting!
While Wasley says he's saddened by the burglary and arson, it doesn't seem to dampen the overall mood of excitement.
I think it's great, but it's not that it came to this, but this is better than what they call that Christmas bazaar. This is a better sale. I think we should have more sales. This is great to see the whole community out.
The NNN Market Fire Sale continues all weekend. Management says it will be at least a month before the store resumes regular operations. A $3,000 reward is still being offered for information on who committed the arson and burglary. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.